Happy to be checking in again with Quincy City Clerk Nicole Crispo to chat about the upcoming November 5th election as we're recording this on Halloween. Nikki, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good,
Happy
good.
Halloween.
Happy Halloween. I hope things aren't too scary for you right now in the city clerk's office. That's a lot going on, I know.
There is a lot going on, but we got a good handle on it here. Plenty of help. And we still have our early voting going on, which is great. We've had an awesome turnout. We had almost 500 yesterday. So it's ticking up as we get closer to the deadline, which is Friday at 4:30. We'll be open here at City Hall, 8:30 to 4:30 today, right through Friday at 4:30. So if you plan on voting in person, please come on up. There's no lines. There's plenty of people up there to help and know before you go. The five questions are on the ballot. So it is, we're seeing about 5 to 6 minutes for each person to fill out their ballot. And we already started our central processing. So yesterday was the first day of that. We processed over 13,000 ballots. So we're moving right along. We haven't skipped a beat. We have about 5,000 ballots that we're waiting for through the mail. Those ballots can be put in the mail now. They can be dropped off at our drop box. They can be dropped off at early voting or here at our office at City Hall. So for those 5,000 people that still have their ballot on their counter or their kitchen table, you know, now's a good time to make sure that we get that back. We will accept them up until 8 p.m. here at City Hall, or with a postmark up until 3 days after the election.
Okay. And of the 13,000 you've tabulated so far, is that both early and mail-in, Nikki?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And I think it's important, too, to point out that if you did request a mail-in ballot, you know, and you haven't returned it yet, you don't have to, right? You can still vote another way.
Yes, you can come in early vote if you'd like, or you can vote on election day. Totally up to you. I did see the forecast this morning for Tuesday, and it looks good, as well as, I mean, today and tomorrow are going to be beautiful as well. So, you know, no excuse with the weather. So come on out, vote, and 31 polling places will be open as usual on election day from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Right. And also important to point out that it's too late to register for this election, right?
It is. It is. Last Saturday was the last day to register to vote. So if you're unsure of where to vote, we have a tab on our website that takes you right to the Secretary of State. You put in your name and date of birth, and it'll tell you where you're registered and whether you can go there and vote. For those that are on the inactive list that didn't return their census, they will need to show some form of ID, whether it be your driver's license or a gas bill or something with your name and address on it. At the polling location, you sign an affirmation and you'll be able to vote.
Okay. And that's for folks who just recently moved to the city too, right?
If they obviously registered before the deadline, but they couldn't verify the social security number or the S number on your license, those people would need to show ID as well.
Okay, very good. Just to make that clear for folks as well. Any sense for how things are going, you know, this presidential election compared to 4 years ago?
I think we're right on point. I do. I think that we're going to get to 70% at least. A lot of people still like to go into their polling place and vote on election day. We're anticipating it to be a busy day at the polls because of the five questions. And so my advice to everybody is know before you go.
Yeah, absolutely. It really helps because those questions can be time consuming to read for sure.
That's for sure. There is a little synopsis on the top, but then it does get more detailed. And it is fine print because of the ballot size. So make sure you bring your readers.
Yes, good point. In terms of registration, did you see an uptick at all, Nikki?
We did. So we were around 65,000 and plus, and we got to 67,165.
Wow, okay. That's insignificant. Yeah, for sure.
So it always does tick up during the presidential, and then it will fall in the next 4 years a little bit with the inactives and things like that, but then we'll peak again come 4 years from now.
And in terms of like parties, do you have any insight into the breakdown?
I don't right now.
Okay.
Unenrolled is higher than ever.
Yeah.
People don't want to pick a party, and nor do they have to for this election.
Right.
This is a nonpartisan, everybody's on the same ballot, so you get to choose.
Right. This is not primary. So, yeah, exactly.
Right.
Good to point that out as well. And then for folks with disabilities, if you could maybe just quickly describe how they can vote.
Sure. We have an auto mark at every location, 31 locations throughout the city, as well as here at early voting. If that's still a challenge, certainly you can vote by email. Send the request to our office, and we can get a ballot emailed to you, and you can email it back.
Great. Okay. And a bilingual ballot too, right? Multilingual.
Yes, there is English and Chinese on the ballot.
Okay, good. Now on election day, November 5th, first of all, no school that day, right?
Right. State across the state of Massachusetts, no school,
Great.
federal.
So, and then after the polls close, can you talk a little bit about the counting process, Nikki?
Sure. So once all our 31 polling locations have closed, they all bring back the data here. We feed the data into a computer that then, once we have all that, then we plug in from our central processing. It merges together and we get an unofficial election result for the night.
Okay.
Like we're going to do post election processing as well. So anything that we get from the Dropbox till 8 p.m. By mail, time stamped, postmarked 8 p.m. And that will go down to central processing again, and we'll make the changes to the official election results.
Right. Okay. Yeah, it's a lot.
It's a lot, but
Yeah.
you'll be surprised. There's not as many on the post as you think.
Okay.
People really do a good job, I have to say, of getting their ballots here by 8 p.m. 4 years ago, we did it as well, and it didn't really change, certainly not any results. And it didn't, it just ticked up the numbers a bit. But, it is important to get it here. We do put out unofficial results, but it does not really change the outcome of the election at the end of the
Right,
day.
yeah. Any sense for what time that night you might have the results?
I would say about 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
There's not a whole lot of write-ins for this election. People know who they want to vote for. Usually, our job here in the election department is to anything over five write-ins in one precinct, we have to record. If there's not more than five of one person, they go into all others. So we don't see it in a federal election. So therefore, it comes together pretty quickly at the other
Right.
end. So the more we do now before the election, it makes for an earlier night on election night.
Yeah. Are there third party candidates on the ballot? No.
No.
Oh, okay. So
I
that's
oh, there are. There
okay.
are. Yes, there are. But again, it doesn't, when you go to the polls, you're not asking for a libertarian ballot at this point. You're not
Yeah.
asking, they're all on one ballot. So, it doesn't really come into play as it would in a primary.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay. Well, I mean, a lot going on, and a lot still to come. Oh, absentee ballots too, right? Until Monday.
Absentee ballots are here up until noontime on Monday.
It's on Monday. Okay.
Yep. So we'll be here working through the weekend, doing the administrative stuff, getting everything ready for Tuesday morning. There is something I wanted to go over too is the security at the polling locations. We've taken a deep dive into it for this election. I had a meeting with the chief of police ahead of the election, and we're very, very, we've taken every precaution that we can take. He has offered the police dogs to be available on election day. No threats in Quincy, no threats that I know of in Massachusetts for that matter. However, we know our poll workers, we want them to be safe, first and foremost. We can't do it without them. We thank them so much for all that they do, and we want them to be safe. Our police officers are aware of the situations going on throughout the country. So we have taken a precaution here in our city. We want the police to be visible. We want them to, be a part of the election day process. If there's a question, you can't wear anything in the voting area, polling place that says Biden, Harris, Trump, things like that. You can't wear the shirt. You can't wear the hat. You can't. We have a list of it on our website of things that you can and can't wear. If the person's not on the ballot, you can wear it. You can wear a Coke t-shirt to the polling place, but you can't wear a Trump or a Harris.
Oh, is that new, Nikki?
No, it's
No.
not.
Okay.
No, it's not. It's been that way for a long time. All we'll ask is that you go, put a jacket on or turn your t-shirt inside out or take your hat off, things like that. Please don't give the poll workers a hard time. They're just trying to do their job. We don't want anyone to feel intimidated. Our police officers are there to help our poll workers, and they have all the laws right there at their fingertips. We've made sure of it. So, the 150-foot rule, things like that are going to be taking, a look at on election day by our police officers, making sure if, there was a bomb scare, we'll have the dogs available to come in and look at our polling places, things like that. We've made, I think, all the right moves. We're ahead of it. We have been for months leading up until, but we're not going to close down a polling place. Democracy is real, and we want this to be a great election. We want to be one of those communities that leads. And security, we want our poll workers, are some of the best in the whole state. And without them, we couldn't do it. And we're happy that they feel confident. And with that, we've given them all we can.
Yeah, it's truly important that they feel safe, certainly, because they really are making democracy happen for everyone.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Yep. It's so important. And we just ask that everybody, pack your patience. If you're going to the polls, like I said, there's no lines here right now. If the opportunity arises that you can get here and vote ahead of time, if you want to do that. But, just everybody's there to help, to do their civic duty. And we appreciate everybody coming out and voting on election day.
Yeah, absolutely. Also, too, it's I guess important to point out with the mail-in ballots, if you don't get it to in the mail in time, don't bring it to a polling place, right? Because
No,
yeah.
no. If you do, we can spoil it there, put it in the spoil ballots, and you can get a ballot there at the location. But if you don't have the ballot, it's okay. You can still vote. Don't bring your ballot there to drop it off.
Right.
Right. Don't bring your dad's with you and say, "Oh, he asked me to drop this off." That has to come here, either in the Dropbox or in our office.
Yeah, I think that's important because sometimes there's confusion about that. So, yeah.
Yep.
All right. Anything else?
I don't think so. If anyone has any questions, please call 617-376-1144. We can get somebody to help you. We got people on the phones. We're looking up. We have plenty of computers with all the information, and the information is at your fingertips too at the website.
Excellent. So much. I appreciate your time, Nikki, and to you and your staff. Thank you very much for helping us here at QATV. We'll be providing live coverage that night, as Quincy votes, to let folks know. So we couldn't do that without you and your staff. So thank you.
Thank you too. I like that you guys can get out the information as fast as we can give it to you. So we appreciate that.
You're welcome. All right, we'll be seeing you again, I'm sure.
Yeah, you bet.
Thanks,
Take
Nikki.
care. Bye-bye.